VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump set to impose new sanctions on Iran on Monday. Trump, in Twitter comments, gave no hint of the scope of the new sanctions, but did suggest the U.S. should get paid for protecting other nations' ships in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After two oil tankers were attacked this month near the Persian Gulf's mouth, the president suggesting America should not protect ships in the strait without compensation, saying others should protect their own on what has always been a dangerous journey. The U.S. blames the tanker attacks on Iran, which denies it. Tensions continue growing after Tehran downed an American drone last week, and the president said he called off military strikes. At the Pentagon, Mark Esper arrived for his first day as acting defense secretary, not long after Iran's naval commander said his forces will not hesitate to shoot down more American drones. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkey's opposition won decisively in the controversial revote of the Istanbul mayoral election, Ekrem İmamoğlu beating out President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's candidate by more than 700,000 votes. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
Sunday's victory gives İmamoğlu an even bigger margin than his narrow win in the initial disputed vote 3 months ago. And the winning result sent tens of thousands of opposition supporters into the streets in celebration. The original March vote was annulled after protests from Erdogan's conservative AK party, which claimed there'd been widespread voting irregularities. The decision to rerun the vote criticized widely by Western governments and domestic opponents.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. Turkey's High Electoral Board is still to announce former results. This is VOA News. The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital, Bahirdar, tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Osamu Siga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt, regional prosecutor Migbaru Kabede, has passed away from his injuries. We continue to follow this full story on VOAnews.com. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde was in Malaysia to meet with the Malaysian Central Bank chiefs Monday. At a press conference after the meeting, Lagarde said that any efforts that would ease the trade tensions between the U.S. and China are most welcome.
At the IMF indicates that we could fear a reduction of 0.5% of global growth in 2020. As a result of the 25% tariff increase on all the trade that there is between the United States and China.
Lagarde is scheduled to head to Osaka, Japan for the upcoming G20 summit. As AP correspondent Christopher Bodine reports, China says its trade negotiators are talking to their U.S. counterparts on how to resolve disputes ahead of the expected meeting between their two heads of states at the G20 meeting.
The G20 meeting in Osaka, Japan is going to be an opportunity for Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump to meet and maybe hash out some of the issues that are dividing them along the lines of trade and technology.
AP's Christopher Bodine reporting. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet says all individuals suspected of crimes, even former Islamic State fighters, are entitled to due process guarantees. Bachelet reports more than 55,000 suspected Islamic State fighters and their families are detained in Syria and Iraq following the collapse of the militant group. Among them are thousands of families and children. The High Commissioner spoke at the opening of the 41st session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland.
Children in particular have suffered grievous violation of their rights, including those who may have been indoctrinated or recruited by ISIL not to perpetrate violent acts. The primary consideration must be their rehabilitation, protection, and best interest.
Bachelet says foreign family members should be repatriated unless they are to be prosecuted for crimes in accordance with international standards. President Trump said Sunday he wants to give opposition Democratic lawmakers every last chance to stiffen the country's asylum laws and immigration policies. He says he's giving them this chance before launching nationwide raids to deport undocumented migrants. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour.